Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Max Pack.
Oh boy. By the way, real quick, I know this is really off topic.
Yeah.
I want to buy a Ring camera for my front door.
Okay.
Do I have to like rewire that into my house?
We do not have ours wired because we're A, lazy, and B, don't know how to do it, and C, don't want to deal with it. So you have to charge it, and you can put it outside, but then it loses its charge. So you have to kindly keep it charged.
So I need to wire it.
Yeah, okay. It's best to have an electrician come out. Don't you do it. You'll shock yourself and be dead.
Yeah, they probably can do it pretty easy, yes, pretty quick. I imagine that's one of their
I need an
most
electrician.
Done.
DM me and let's hook this thing
well,
up.
I thought they were
super expensive. They're like $40.
Yeah, you just go on Amazon. I think
that's
Amazon
it?
Is it.
Yeah, dude.
They're nothing.
I guess that makes sense.
Because I get a lot of DoorDashes
them.
When I'm not home, or I get a lot of Amazon packages. I do destroy the boxes.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, like, I was like, I wonder how much a Ring camera is. And then I saw it, and I was like, you know what? I kind of want one of these. But I wondered if you had to wire it.
You do. Yeah. I mean, we have it where it's not, and 90% of the time the thing doesn't work. You know, because we don't have it charged, it runs out of battery, and then like you're gone or whatever, and then you needed it because you're not at home.
Yeah.
You want to see, and it's not working, and so yeah, you should have it wired, and so should we. I don't know why we never did, but my wife's just like, eh, whatever. I'm like, eh.
Solar charge on the Ring, it'll keep it charged.
Oh, really?
It's very easy to hook up. One wire, you can do it yourself, Dusty. Or whoever wants to come do it for me, I'll have beer on ice, and we can just have sports takes, and you can find out where I live. I'm serious. No fear. All right. I haven't looked. Mac, take it away.
Bob, should I start at number one or number five? What do you think?
I would start wherever your little heart desires. As the dad, I'm going to let you make your decision.
Okay, that's a risk.
It is.
Well, let's start with the team that I chose to be in the Super Bowl for the season that not named Kansas City on the NFC side. They are my number one team. It's the Los Angeles Rams.
Okay.
I think they've got the MVP of the league right now. And yes, I believe it probably should be Jonathan Taylor, but we know the way this award works, right?
What should happen and what does happen are completely different things. We've had a lot of those conversations behind the scenes this week. What should happen and what does happen are two completely different things.
Not just in the football world, just in life,
too.
So the LA Rams, number one, I've talked about that defense is getting better and better. And the offense is just so high octane. They can run the ball both well with Kyren Williams and Blake Corum has come on. And they have the best wide receiver duo in the National Football League with a great head coach and quarterback combo as well. They've done it. They've been there. They've won the Super Bowl before. This core, that head coach, that quarterback, that matters a lot to me. The Buffalo Bills, they haven't won the Super Bowl. They haven't been to one, but they've been to AFC Championship games. They've beaten the Chiefs. They've beaten other good teams. They probably won't win their division. I don't think they will, which is a minus against them. They're going to have to go on the road, but I trust them to do that.
They've done well on the road before. Yeah. Every time they come to Arrowhead in the playoffs, it's been great.
Yeah. It's really just Arrowhead, though. To your point, it legitimately, they've gone to Baltimore. They've Cincinnati, I guess, they've had some issues with, but really, they're not going to be scared to go to Indianapolis or New England,
Nobody is, in my opinion.
Yeah. Number three, the Philadelphia Eagles. They can do everything. Better than anyone else can. You know, maybe someone can pass, someone can run better than, but do all of those things combined? They're just the most well-rounded team, and I think defensively, they're healthy. They're back. Jalen Carter is healthy, and that defensive line is by far the best unit in football.
It's really good. The problem is
Denver's?
Their fans suck.
I think so. Yeah, the fans.
I heard about it again.
Blow.
Like, we were watching the game on Sunday with some folks, and even then, I'm still hearing from people 11 months later how rotten Philadelphia fans were in New Orleans to them at the Super Bowl. And I'm like, yeah, we all experienced that. Isn't that sad? Like, I don't know why Philadelphia wears it as a badge of honor. Everybody else thinks you're jerks.
Mm.
They're like, oh, yeah, we know. We're on.
Yeah, yeah, like, that's not a badge of honor. Yeah. That's like, well, maybe we should change. We're not liked by others.
You guys booed Santa. Number four, the Detroit Lions running the ball starting right about now, right about Thanksgiving on until into the playoffs. When if you are able to run the football and take a 7 or 8 minute drive, maybe not run the football necessarily, but that's the most common way to take a long drive and really own a quarter. The Lions can do that. And we saw them struggle this last week. Didn't really get going till the second half. They've
The Chiefs are just calling me right now. I'm sorry to interrupt. They're saying, what does run the ball mean?
All right, that brings us to number five. Rounding out Max Pack, I had a lot of trouble with this because the New England Patriots have been fantastic, right? I think they're going to win that division. But who have they really beaten other than Buffalo Bills? Not really all their fault. You play who's on your schedule.
Tampa Bay on the road in bad conditions.
Bad conditions?
It was like raining.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They also weren't healthy. I mean, but you're right. No, Tampa Bay, we'll give them it. It's solid. They just have not. It's not necessarily fair. But until they go do it against someone, which they won't have that opportunity really all season. They play Buffalo again, and I don't think they'll win that game. That's their one opportunity.
So they'll lose to Buffalo at home, but they'll beat Buffalo in Buffalo?
I believe so.
Huh.
I believe so. And then the Indianapolis Colts, similar thing here. Like, they can get into this list this weekend, but for right now, number five is still the Kansas City Chiefs because they have been there and they have done that. Tell me another team that you trust more than the Kansas City Chiefs once the playoffs starts. You don't trust the Colts. You don't trust the Patriots more. There's not an NFC team. We just saw who the Seahawks really are. When push comes to shove, they played a Super Bowl contender in their division. The Rams had their way with them. Defensively, they got it going in the second half, but that was a top five defense that we've all touted as a high, high octane unit. They weren't able to stop the Rams in that first half. The Chiefs have done more in the past than the Colts and the Patriots, and I think that matters a lot for this list. The Colts can get on this list if they win this Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. I think you're... I'm
holding Pat. I'm holding Pat. It's week 10.
I know you're my son, but like father, son, we're on the same page. The page is just confusing because, yes, I do believe the Chiefs should be on your top five list because I do believe they can win the Super Bowl. But when they're 5-5 and people say to me, why are they 5-5? I don't know what the answer to that question is other than... lack of details.
Yeah,
and
details.
That goes back to coaching, right? It's one thing for Aaron Glenn to have lack of details as a rookie NFL head coach and his team to be sloppy, or Abdul Carter sleeping during meetings all year long and Brian Daboll doing nothing about it and whatnot. Andy Reid coach teams have no business being a team that does things that Aaron Glenn-led teams do. Penalties, turnovers, not playing smart brand of football. And that's ultimately what it comes down to. If this team ends up on the outside looking into the postseason, it will be the Jacksonville game and the Denver game that I go back to. Mm. And it's not because of Jawan Taylor or it's because the defense gave up a 3rd and 15. To me, what it comes back down to is turnovers in the red zone and penalties. And in both of those games, they had penalties and turnovers in the red zone. That's why they're 5-5. And an Andy Reid coach team should not be on the same level with that kind of stuff as an Aaron Glenn coach team. And so they're 5-5. The biggest reason, not disciplined enough. And that starts at the top. Yeah, that starts at the top.
The disrespect for the Patriots is kind of insane.
Listen, I had them worst to first. I'm the biggest Drake May fan in this building. I love them.
They're plus 86 in point differential. You talk about teams that can do it. I mean, the leader on their team, the guy that has revamped that entire organization over the last couple of years, and Mike Vrabel, knows all too well what you have to do and where you need to go and where you need to be when it comes to playoff football, especially in New England.
And I think, and to take Dusty's point to the next level, if the Patriots were 9-2 and Lou Anarumo was their head coach, I'd be like, meh, they're 9-2 with Vrabes. That's legit. Like, that's a real head football coach.
They will lose back-to-back to the Bills and the Ravens.
And they probably will, yeah. And we'll see. We'll see what happens when they get there. All right, my bottom feeders this week. I'm going to start with the Tennessee Titans, worst team in the NFL at this point in time. I don't know what direction they're headed. I don't know where they're going, what they're going to do. If they're going to keep Cam Ward or they're going to take the kid from Indiana at number one overall, they got a lot of question marks that they need to kind of solve. So they're the worst team in the NFL, followed up by the New Orleans Saints, as we talked about earlier. Tyler Shuck is going to be the quarterback. Did I say his name right? Tyler. Tyler.
Yeah, don't shuck it up, man.
He's going to be the guy that's playing quarterback this weekend for the Saints. The Cleveland Browns come in as the third worst team in the NFL because it just reminds me of Todd Haley, Scott Pioli, and the entire thing that was going on here when that thing crumbled to the ground. And there are people who want Shador to play, people who don't want Shador. They're just not on the same page with anything inside that organization. You got an owner who's a jackass. You got a GM that's, you know, doing whatever he does, drafting Shador Sanders. You paid a I mean, like, that is an organization that literally goes into work every morning, and everybody has their own agenda, and nobody talks to find one common lane. So the Cleveland Browns are on the list. The Giants come in as the fourth worst team right now in the NFL because, again, we don't know if Jackson Dart's going to play. You got an interim coach and the whole nine yards there, and they've been a flat-out mess. You got players sleeping in meetings. Nobody's doing anything about that. The whole place needs to be cleaned out. And then finally, the Jets. You know, they're still the Jets, and they'll always be the Jets until they're not the Jets. And so they are the fifth worst team, in my opinion, right now in the NFL, an undisciplined team, an undisciplined coach. I know they won a couple of games, but now you're switching quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. The best part about that is Aaron Glenn has never said each week who his quarterback's going to be. It got out this week. I can't wait to see Aaron Glenn yell at the media today. And when you treat the media like that, you do make the top five of, you know, bad teams in the NFL.
Chiefs not in the bottom feeder yet?
No.
Okay.
No, not if they lose. They're not in the bottom five now.
Okay.
They're definitely not max pack if they lose.
Yeah, if they lose, they're probably not in the playoffs. But
max pack.
I think they should still be in right now.
Well, remember what his is: teams he believes can win the Super Bowl.
Yep. He had to be a playoff team first.
I understand that, but that's not his thing. It's
the
who
playoffs
he
don't
believes.
Start in week 12,
every
yeah.
team in this is a playoff team.
Are the Lions?
I don't know.
They might be.
As I said, the Lions are not a playoff team.
Yeah, they're not. They're on the outside looking in.
And
at
again,
this point,
that, they'll be in. I believe that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm trying to think here. Standings overall wild card. The Lions are 6-4 on the outside looking in because of that stupid tie that the Packers have hanging on.
Yeah, so that's right. Yeah.
And because the Bears are just winning these games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seattle, Green Bay, San Francisco. Those are your three teams. San Francisco's done it. They can do it. They're a playoff team. They got Brock Purdy back. And the happiest person in the room with that is George Kittle. Watch that connection go up.
Yeah, that's a good connection.
Yeah.
Very good connection. For some reason, Purdy and Kittle work like Kelsey and Mahomes. Like, it's just that they have each other now, and I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. But
Max Pack has no credibility if you're putting the Chiefs in the top five. Listen, that's fine if you think that. Tell me who – I don't want to hear they shouldn't be in the top five. Tell me who is in it instead.
What Dusty did. He told you New England should be in.
New England, San Francisco, Seattle.
San Francisco's more likely to win the Super Bowl than the Chiefs?
They're in the playoffs.
But you guys are talking about apples to oranges right now. Mac is the five teams, regardless of the standings, who he thinks have the best chance to win the Super Bowl. You're going based on standings.
But that's not it in Mac's reasoning. It's also teams that have proven it in the past that they can do that. San Francisco does have that proof in the past. I mean, do they not? They have the same running back that was in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. They have the same head coach that was in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs.
That defense is just so much different. So much different.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. But I mean, again, they're going to get Ayuk back soon. They have Kittle.
They are not.
Out for the season?
That's what I last read.
Back week 12.
That's what I last read because he's on my fantasy team.
Nice.
I'd like to have him back.
And then I go to New England. I mean, I think that Foxborough is a huge advantage in the playoffs. I think Mike Vrabel knows everything that he has to do. I mean, hell, he had Tennessee there. He's done it in Tennessee. Yep. He's back in New England. He's doing it in New England. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's plenty of facts I'm giving you. 5-5. We'll see. Look, I'm not trying to gain hatred. I'm just trying to be like the most honest and real person I am. Because if I were to sit here and be like, I was with the Royals, like, I think everyone thought I was a clown. They're like, you're just doing this because you want to believe, because I did believe they would get there. They were there the entire season. The Chiefs were 5-5, and they're two games out of the wild card.
What gave you the belief with the Royals, but not the belief with the Chiefs? Because the Chiefs have the benefit of the doubt. The Royals don't have the benefit of the doubt at this point in time, right? The Royals haven't proven that they are a playoff team every single year like the Chiefs have. So why did you feel that way for the Royals, but you don't feel about that way for a team that's been there for the last 8 to 10 years?
Because of the length of the season. If the Chiefs were... I don't know, if the Chiefs were 7-5 right now, I would feel a lot better mm-hmm. because they'd actually have a winning record and be going that way. The Royals, you know, They were in the playoffs until the very last week of the season, until they were mathematically eliminated. They also were like one game back. They were a half game out. And then Cleveland was doing their thing. Then Detroit started to do their thing. And so it just, the length of the baseball. Plus, I saw that this team had everything together they wanted to do. They were pitching. And they stayed healthy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there was a little bit more belief. Right now, this team is 5-5, and I think there's more problems than what we're seeing on the field, in my personal opinion.
Well, I think when you have, you know, the play that we've seen, when you have the undisciplined nature of play that we've seen as well, it's fair to say that.
One word time, baby.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin. The Chiefs win this Sunday. They're in everyone's max pack. So everyone can come down on that. But
overreaction. I agree with you on that, yeah.
It's just the way this works. One word. KU Duke last night. Champions Classic, I believe, is what they call it. No Darren Peterson. Duke won. I believe they did not cover the spread. One word on KU Duke last night.
Well, sex, because I had it and went to bed. So.
I just want to win, Jen. You dog.
It was Tuesday.
Yep.
I just want to win, Jen.
Yeah. That's great. Early.
Yeah, that's another good one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like my sex life. Early and not often. But no, it's early, man. It's Duke. It's Kansas. This is all about, I guess the other word you could use is an acronym, which would be RPI. This is one of those things when Kansas is like 22-11 at the end of the season. Everyone's like, why are they a 3 seed? Well, they played Duke. They played North Carolina. They played UConn. Yeah. Bill knows how to stack early, and he knows that if you win or lose, it doesn't matter. You have to have a strength of schedule for college basketball to get somewhere productive in March Madness tournament. So again, it's early or RPI.
Yeah, and that's a good way to look at it, right? Like, people aren't going to remember the result of these games, but at least you get these type of games, you know, instead of, you know, Winged Foot State versus you or East Toenail State or some of these teams that you just don't care about. Green Bay, Wisconsin. I know, you know, Bill threw a bone up there, that dope up there who coaches that team, but you know, you want to see these games, and so it's better, it's more entertaining for the fan than it is to play some of these other, you know, directional schools.
So Ja'Marr Chase being fined over $500,000 after that thick loogie spit in Jalen Ramsey's chest, face, torso area. One word.
Small. Should have been more. You know, and he should have got his ass kicked, too. Like, you know what they should have said? We're not going to have you fined. We're going to have Jalen Ramsey with a free shot on you in front of the fans at midfield before the game. And he's going to get an opportunity to destroy you. So I think small. It's small man for doing something like that. Clearly, Ja'Marr Chase is a small human being for spitting on another man. So that's the word I'll use.
Unprofessional or expensive would be my two one words. Yeah. Expitive, you could say, because it was 500 plus G's.
I got five on it.
Yeah, you got a week off, Ja'Marr. Congratulations. But yeah, just stupid, man.
150,000.
Yeah, he doesn't even have that. But again, this is what happens. Like, what do we call the NFL? A copycat league. Jalen Carter did it. It was a kicked out of the game and played the next game. It was, I think, what we could say was a slap on the wrist type of penalty, right? 10 weeks later, another guy, hawking loogies and spitting, and we're still talking about it. I mean, we're talking about spitting the NFL more than we were talking about torpedo bats in the Major League Baseball.
It's true. Yeah, that torpedo bat thing was the biggest, like, scam. I don't know what it was. Biggest overreaction that we've had in sports. And
Seriously, that was weird.
I mean, that was like 3 days of people losing their minds, and then the weekend happened, and Monday came, and nobody talked about it again. It was really weird.
Also really weird, this story with Lane Kiffin, it keeps going, and it's now a realtor story.
This is NBA-ish type of stuff.
This is exactly it. The most, this is from Barstool Sports, the most expensive house in Gainesville, Florida, seems to have gone under contract yesterday. One word on this Lane Kiffin drama.
I saw Colin Saunders yesterday at the airport. He might be coming to
right. Exactly. He did sign with somebody. I love
Jacksonville.
It. Yeah, I love
no,
a
no,
good
no.
no Jets. Yeah. Ooh. I love a good realtor story. I love the, I got a friend who's a realtor who knows what's going on. So-and-so's wife was looking at houses and looking at schools. They are tales as old as time for that. And so my one word is love, because they said that the most expensive house in Gainesville went off the market yesterday, and it was Dan Mullen's old house. And so people are connecting the dots that the most expensive house in Gainesville, Florida, was just sold to Lane Kiffin's wife as she was down there looking at houses or whatever the case may be. So love is for me, because a good realtor story, a good spotted at the airport story, I got a guy who works at the store story, or the Uber driver who got this guy in his car. I love
these stories.
I saw him
at the bar at Smokehouse. He must be coming to Kansas City.
Right, yes, yeah. I love a good I got a guy story. They're so wonderful.
Yeah, drama, dude. I love it. He's the biggest name that's been linked to any job. Now, how great is it going to be when we get Lane Kiffin gets a contract extension with Ole Miss and he's staying put? It's like, oh, crap. Like, I guess we'll go get that Drinkwitz guy in Columbia. Because, I mean, if I'm Columbia, I'm really watching this Lane Kiffin drama.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Right? Like, that's the one area where I'm like, okay, what's he doing?
Drink out of the conversation? Is he still the odds-on favorite for Penn State now?
I think we're waiting for this to happen.
Is this what's going to
happen? My personal opinion, I mean, I'm not as tuned into college football as maybe Drew or Mac might be, or Binkley, but I would assume that's what everybody's doing. Now, Virginia Tech, they were like, dude, we're taking James Franklin. We don't care. This is great for our school. Yeah. I think it's a good hire for Virginia Tech.
I do, too. I think it's a nice hire. Stupid on his part to give $40 million
right,
back.
Right, now Penn State's only paid him $9 million.
I think
once this domino falls, which, again, I kind of go back to Mac's point yesterday, like, this is kind of unfair to the kids at Ole Miss, where they're like, all right, man, like, I'm a junior, think about coming back next year. What are you going to do? Well, I'll tell you soon. Like, let's have a decision sooner than later, which you say Monday was the deadline for
Friday, I thought they said.
I think the Egg Bowl, yeah.
Oh, so Egg Bowl's a week from Friday.
Yeah, a week from Friday. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, but this is the drama. This feels like NBA, dude.
I love it. 100%. It's entertaining. Exactly. It's great entertainment.
Where's Doc Rivers gonna go?
Yeah. Exactly. No, it's fun. But in the NBA, and you know, that happens like that. It's just done, right? College, they will drag this out, obviously, a little bit, because, look, in college sports and pro sports, we start coaching rumors before the first game's even played.
Yeah, you got people showing up at private airports with their phones. It's awesome. No, this is great. Last one before we get out of here. Breaking news yesterday. We're getting 6 edible mascots this year at the Pop-Tart Bowl. 3 will be on Team Sprinkles. 3 will be on Team Swirls. Fans get to vote on which mascot team to sacrifice to mouth heaven at the game's end. It's the biggest edible mascot sacrifice ever. One word.
Garage.
I was going to say 3-2-1.
Okay. Were you really? Yeah. Okay.
Damn, I was looking at
you
the whole time.
I was just sitting here listening.
I was about to say, are you ready to do this? 3-2-1, garage.
Garage.
Yeah.
Reading that with a straight face was hard.
Have you guys ever experienced with edible underwear?
No, I
haven't.
I'm
going to plead the fifth on that one.
So you have?
Yeah.
Okay. Went from pleading the fifth to guilty.
I was in college in the 90s.
Did you put it on, or was it already on?
No.
Can you give us the setting? Like, was it like, did she like say, hey,
it was
by the
more
way,
of
there's
a joke there's, type thing. You know? Okay.
I thought she dropped the skirt and was like, that's licorice. Well, get busy.
No, it was Priscilla's, now Cyrilla's. Back in the day, it was Priscilla's. Now it's Cyrilla's. It was a joke thing back in the day.
Respect to them, because they still keep a handicap spot.
There we go.
Yeah. Got the little ramp right there to get into the door. I think so. But you would think that, like, there's no laws with, like, a novelty store. I don't know. Just something that happens to go through my brain when I drive by it.
They're creating the laws. Hey, actually, novelty stores, you're going to be able to skip out on these. Yeah. you're free.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you guys wheelchair accessible? We are.
Yeah.
Come on in to Cirilla's. I wonder what their like grass pad song would be.
And drink is the favorite, by the way.
Still the favorite to go to Penn State. Yeah,
plus 150. Brent Key. Plus.
But he's not a one-to-one favorite anymore.
No, 150.
Okay.
Brent, still Brent Key plus underwear? 300.
I'm sure.
Somebody says, I'm probably in the minority, but I think the Pop-Tarts thing is really stupid. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's so awesome. Funny.
Remember when they put them in the toaster?
I think it's like, great.
Did you just witness a murder?
I think that's the stuff that bothers me. Like, I think that's stupid. No, that's called fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.